Rashi's Pekaka Mekavav Memo Meralov Shloyetzi Chamimusis. Rashi's two pshat and what Pekaka Mekavav means that one is that you took the merchants and you these openings which would let the heat out of the building or out of the water. I'm not sure exactly where it was. You want to keep the heat in. Since you set it up from before Shabbos, and that which was heating over Shabbos, etc., was automatic, so from Matzi Shabbos, you do not need to wait. This is not a second version. The holes which heat the merchats. The heat is beneath it, and there's this heat coming up, and there's these holes which allow the heat to come into the merchats and heat the water, and they block those holes. The via is a you might have a little note on the side over there that stands for is Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. Which is one of his rebbeim. Veikra, that's the main shot Rashi says. So the loch is Rechaz Domiyad, Shere Loi Nischamim B'Shabbos, it wasn't heated in Shabbos. Abba B'Shabbos, Loi Shere Gosa Loch Yitzabim, if it wasn't being heated on Shabbos, it does not permit you to wash it on Shabbos, because it is a Rechit on Shabbos. Even with water which is heated before Shabbos. Of course, there's a story. No, I'm not going to get to the story yet. So you come in Mizia and you come in Mishnata Vesachitin. Shalifnei Amerchas, the outer room. V'lo Vesach Amerchas, not in the Amerchas itself. Shalom Yomer Roichetsu. Because in order not to say that the person is washing. So there's an Isra of being Mishnata, which is like getting rinsing off. People will think that you're washing. Kerminan. Like we said, the osu is a rechitza, the asu is a rechitza. Abba Hazeya, Hitira, but at this point in time, just Zeya is still mutter, just going in to sweat. The sauna element of the merchats is permitted at this point in time. What does a person? How do you do Zeya? He just stands there, sits there, doesn't put any water on. Where he holds the heat of the room, heats him up, and he starts to sweat.
This is just a regular place in the bathhouse. This is not a place the way we think of the sauna, where they extra sort of super heat.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think it makes any difference in halacha. Either one would be mutter, but I'm not aware that they had a special. Mechubim and Nisarim, Melacha Yitzrichim, Melachu Shema Nischamim Bushabbos, Mechemash Amerchetz. In the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, that they did Zeya, the case was that the place where the person would be Roichetz was covered over with boards. And the Mordechai says, the truth is, though, the Chachamim said, it's mutter even without that. Once you had the Ovir of Eru, the Gemara is going to explain what that is. He's killed Lesser as Zeya. They prohibited even Zeya. Then, end of the Brisa, it says that the Ambatios is Bate Merchitz, Gedolim, the large Bate Merchitz, the large bathhouses of the Krachim, which are the large cities. And Talbehen, Mahalof Vasechon, the Fidarka, and Vilalazia. You can pass through there, not with intention in order to. Get hot and sweat. When a choshish shemayarmu mizihub, Rambam the also says that even though they said that the act of going in for the purpose of a sweat is prohibited, but to pass through there, even the person looks like he's going in there to be mizia. That's not. They didn't answer that. Okay. The large building. They passed through the building. Shortcut. Okay, back in the Gemara. My Ovri Avera, it's about 12 lines up. End of the line. My Ovri Avera. The Morris is a story, and the Rishuban Levi says the story in the name of Bar Kapora. Originally, they would wash on Shabbos in water which is heated from before Shabbos. So there's no problem with that. It's been heated before Shabbos. There's no Isser Vrachitza per se. You have to be careful with drying yourself off, but there's no Isser in the Vrachitza. And they didn't find any problem with it. That was the original state of being. Hisilu HaBalonim L'Hachim Shabbos. So the Balonim are the people which the attendants who take care of the bathhouse. Sometimes we're heating it on Shabbos. Remember, Mayor of Shabbos Huchemu, and they said it was heated from before Shabbos. They were playing the game. So Chaman realized this. Also, as a Chaman, they said it's also you can't take heat in hot water anymore. So end of the story. Nobody's gonna do it anymore. So they cooked their own goose, the Balonim. You know. So, but at this point, Hitira Zaya, but Chazal did not prohibit at this point in time Zaya. They left Zaya as Mutter. Okay. Now, Badayim, what happened was, Hayurechsin Bechamen, Ramer Mizim Anachtu, so the people would go in and use the hot water. And they said, well, no, we just came in to get a sweat. So, Osan Hanaz Zaya. They prohibited Zaya. Hitira Chamit Tiberia. But the Chametzeria, which is a natural, it's natural heat, it wasn't heating which was done by the person. So there's no gzeir over there, b'chal, really. So that they permitted. Remember, no. So the guys, the Chachamim over here, these fellows over here decided to play the game a little bit further. So also lehen Chametzeria, they said even Chametzeria is also, v'tira lehen es tzainan, cold as mut. Ro, then Shane and Dabra Aymed Lehen, the Chum saw that the people cannot handle that, that this is not going to, we're not going to be able to sustain this, they need something more than that. Tir Lehen, so Chame Tiberia, they prohibited Chame Tiberia. Zaya became a medicine, Zaya remained also. So that's the story.
So remember, I mean, Tiberia, I mean, and it's like one place. I don't know. It seems odd that like this one place couldn't handle it.
I mean, because it was only one spot.
Yeah, it's one spot. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the mikvahs are not been included in this.
So going to the mikvah is not rechitzas. You're allowed to go to the mikvah, but it's not me. Post my big child of exactly what the heter of a heated mikvah is.
On Shabbos,
people do. Yeah.
So how do they dry off?
Well, drying off is a separate issue, you know. So you're allowed to pat yourself dry. You can't rubbing is, you know, rubbing areas of hair are a problem. That's the only real issue is rubbing areas of hair. You know, there is a gzeira. You have to be careful how you dry. The same, you know, it can be done. You end up with wet hair.
But in yeshivas,
not the men, the ladies go.
That's right, man.
Yeah. But the Chassidish,
I know, it's like every day.
It's, you know, it's Hei Lekha Shabbos, how can you not go to the Mekran Shabbos?
Have you ever been one of those mikvahs? I don't know, Hei Lekha, I mean, it's pretty...
mikvahs Hei Lekha. Anyway, but the problem is heating is a problem, so the place message, you know, if it's you know, you're allowed to warm it enough that it shouldn't take off the chill, you know. You know, it shouldn't be cold, but you can't go into a hot mikvah on Shabbos. No, that's problematic. So the poskim say, but in a case where all you have is a hot mikvah, you need to go to the mikvah. So as long as you don't do, you know, go in there and stay in there, you just go in and go out. It's nikkur that you're doing the same. The tefillah, it's mutter, but you can't hang out in there. You know.
This is only for any night, right?
Well, it's again by chesed with Shabbos morning. Like a lot of, you see a lot of, you know, shul was written, you know, about Chassidish HaPoskim, about Arayin and Arayis, Geht er rein, dann kommt er raus, steht dann dort, you know. Omer Rava. Haimanda Ober Adrabanan. Shorle Mikrele Avrayana. In general, to call a person an Avrayana, a person who's in a Balavera, call him an Avrayan, which means he's a person who does Averas. And an Isidrabanan. Maybe that's I can't call a person that in general. That's some form of a Nos Devorim. I mean, A, B, possibly Lashon Hara. That guy, he's an Avrayan. Wait a second. So you tell me Lashon Hara about the guy. You should know a person who was over at Rabbanan, in a way which people know about it, but it's public. You're allowed to call him an Avrayan. Why? Come on. Ki Haitana. Like this Bryce that we just said, that they says they were doing this Averas of doing Isra of Rechit, etc., and they called them Avri Avera. Okay. Amatiyah shall krochim and tile by Havenu Cheshish. Amar Rabba Davka krochim, Avad Kvarim Loi. The only head is only by the Amatiyah shall krochim of the large cities, you're allowed to walk through. Amar Rava, Davka Krochim. It's only mutter by the large cities. The small cities, the villages, it's Osir. Why not? It's also why? My time. Kivan the Zutrin, since the ones in the villages are much smaller, the building is much smaller, so Nofesh Havlayu, the heat is much more intense. Therefore, a person, by going through, will, by definition, will be sweating, and that is going to be Osir. Right, he didn't say that. He just said because it's much larger, so the heat is not as intense, so therefore walking through is not a problem. Tirashi. My Ovre Avera. 7 lines in the bottom. The Kamerli El Shaosu would say, Ayudayim. The people, because of the Ovre Avera, they prohibited Zaya. So the story starts with the Balonim heating it on Shabbos. Claiming it's a for Shabbos, also Mr. Chaman the Gemara. They said Chaman is also. But Zay is Mutter. But then he wrote some Chaman Shulchan will be Vodyam. They used Chaman from a for Shabbos. So it's only the Rabbanon. And they claim Mazim and Nachum, so they also say it. Shendel Ramish Lahi Tibur Chalam Lakabah Mitarech Shosu Lehem is a call. Everything is also that people weren't able to accept. So they were Mazar Chamei Tiberium. And Zayah remained, Bim Chayim HaMelech remained in its place, least so that it's also. Ketana. So Rabba said, you can call him an Avrayan, it's like this Tana. The Ta'amar Liel, Mishizchilo Avrivera, Hizchilo Lesser HaZayah. Once the Rivera did this, they had made Zayah also. Rabbe Elo Nesha, all yadei Harechzim Bechamin, Meyesmo. What they did was using water from before Shabbos. Rabbe Mizim HaNatan, they claim, people falsely claiming that they're just being mazir. Vain kan elaveris divrayim shosos el chaman. Your rabbi said the rabbanon that they also using chaman from before Shabbos, and they called them an avrayan. They called them over aver noshiv layu umazir. So the heat is more intense, and a person will sweat. Tana rabbanon. Back on the Gemara. Mechem adam aluntis. A person can heat up a towel. I skip. You're right. Fourth line. Fourth line. Person can heat himself up by the fire, and then go out and put on cold water, and that's okay. Even though the water can get heated from his body, and you end up with warm water in your body. That's not us. But however, you can't first rinse yourself with cold water, then go stand by the fire with the water on you and then heat up the water that way. He's heating up the water which is on him. So that they did not permit. That's a form of washing in hot water. Just doing a little bit of a strange way, but the ends up the same thing. Okay, Tanarabonan.
So, I mean, it has nothing to do with Bishul.
Interesting. There are some who learn the Chashash of Bishul. But the part of the Tosa says it's not logical to learn like that because, you know, it's not, you're not going to heat it to that extent. So that issue over here is rechitza. In other words, you look at it, it looks like your person's washing in hot water. A person will say, if I can do this, so I can just heat up the water already, and there, you know, there you are, you're back into the rechitza issue. A person has pain in his stomach, intestines, so he can heat up a towel, put it near the fire. So you warm up the towel, and put it on the stomach to relieve the pain. So in other words, that didn't go into the Isra of refuah. You can't take a container of hot water and put it on the stomach. But there was that fil machol also b'nei hasakana. The truth is, you should not do it during the week because we're afraid that some of the hot water would splash onto the person and burn him, and scald him. So that's also.
The heating up of the towel, though, I mean, I assume it's mutter because of the chola. You know, because, I mean, otherwise, don't you have a problem that, I guess it depends on your heat source, but if you had left the towel there long enough, that, in other words, it could get, I guess, is this a completely dry towel?
Dry towel, yeah.
Okay.
The issue over here was because I'll prohibit for a chalish shebis akana refuah is mutter. You know, as long as dealing with the rice is, but mechesh ba'alma refuah is just a person has a little bit of pain. Refuah is ulcer, but because there a person might come to grind the herbs and make medicines. But to do this, they didn't ulcer. It's a different type of process. They didn't ulcer. But the container of water, Rashi says the problem is so if water spills, your person is washing himself with hot water. That was the way Rashi learns the problem was. Tosha says one shot. This is two shot. Not like Rashi. One shot. Tosha says is. So the water will spill onto the towel, and now you're going to have a problem of schita on the towel. Or alternatively, that already looks like refuah. In other words, using water, etc., is within the realm of using some type of medicine, you know. And then the next thing you know, the guy's making some herbs. But whereas just the towel alone, that was a different type of process. They didn't answer that. Yeah. See Rashi. Fourth line. Mavshim Mechamim Meloshim Pershim. He heats it up like the word Pershim means warm water. Mechamim Mechamim person can heat up. Aluntis is. I'm not sure what Tiyula means, but nearly Begad Shemistavkin by. It's a garment which you use to dry yourself. That's referred to as Aluntis. Aluntis is we call it a towel. He has a pain in his stomach. Takes a kli or this garment or whatever it is, heat it up and put it over there, and it feels better. Can't take a container of water. Some might spill out. You're using hot water to wash. Sometimes the water is too hot. A person might get scald himself. Tanu Rabbanan. Maybe Adam Kitan Mayim. Person is permitted to take a container of water, Manicha Kenegat Madura. Now we're dealing with a Bishul issue, moving away from the Brachitza. For the most part, we're finished with we're basically finished with Brachitza issues. So Rabbanan, maybe Adam Kitan Mayim, Manicha Kenegat Madura. Person can take a container of water, put it near the fire. Fire meaning the fireplace, which is used to warm the home, not the oven. She ought to take this container of water and put it there to warm up. Not that it should get hot. You can't leave it there to the point where it's going to get hot. In order to remove the chill of the cold, you're allowed to. Chazal permitted to put it there, and as long as you. It's not a normal place of Bishul. You don't normally cook, but you cook by the oven, whatever it is, and this is used basically to warm the home. So a person would put it there so they're permitted as long as you take it away before it gets hot.
It would seem that there are two ways to learn this. I mean, one way is that you're putting it in a way that it's far enough, the Madura, that you know all it can do is really take out the cold, or the possibilities, no, just in terms of time, you're leaving it there.
Right, so Rashi learns the second way.
But in general, isn't that a problem of, you know, like, with Bishul, if I said, well, I'm just going to, you know, put those water on the, on the blech.
Right, so a place which is normally used for cooking, you can't do that. You can't put it there, period. So I'll take it off in a few minutes.
It's a Mechzik Mavashal issue?
No, because I'm afraid the person might forget and leave it there. But over here, here's the place where you don't normally put it there, so the person's more cognizant of the fact that it's in a strange place. We say, as long as you'll put it there, you're...
You could leave something in the sun, though, would heat it up a little.
That's more true.
That's fine.
Yeah. Rehud Amar Mevia Isha Pach Shal Shemen Umenichos HaKeneged HaMadura. Person can take a container of oil, also put it near the Madura. Now the Shabur says, you know, that Keneged means not near, you can't put it Ramash right next to it, that's also. If the fact that you have to put it further away, that itself is some type of a hecker to remind you that, you know, you're not doing the normal process of heating it. Yeah, it's, well, along those type of lines, right? Ketumah would not permit you to put it there, the Chachila. Here you might have to put it there, the Chachila. So you said you ought to take this container of oil, Menichos HaKenegad HaMadura, Lo Bishvil SheYivashel, not that it should get hot. Again, it's time. You can't leave it there to the point where it's going to get heated to the yatsa lettuce boy. El b'shul sheyavshu. You want to warm it up from its cold. Sharing a milomer, isha socha yodo shemen. A woman's allowed to put oil on her hands. Umachamosa keneged hamadura, and then she can go stand near the madura and let the oil will warm up. The socha lifno kota benuchosheshes. Then she wants to put the oil on her child. That you don't want to put cold oil on the child. You want to put warm oil on the child. So you're allowed to do this. That's not a problem. Okay. Yibor lehu shemen mahu l'tanakam. The Tanakama discusses water. Yehuda discusses oil. What does the Tanakama hold about oil? So Mar brings the machlokes. So Rabbi Yosef Damer Tavayel l'Teira. The Tanakama holds that there's no iser b'chlal. The Tanakama holds even putting it there to the point where you get Yatzeletis, but is also mutter, according to Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. And the Morris can come back and talk about that some more. No, the Tanakama holds that case is definitely also. You can't even put it even further away. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Dharmi Tavayel, the Teiro, they say both say it's mutter. Shemin, Avisha Yatzeletis, boy is mutter. Ksever Tanakama, Shemin ain't but Mishu Bishul. Heating up oil, the yatzeletis boy is not called bishul. There's no iser bishul on it. Um, they hold that there's heating of shemen is not called bishul. It's just adding some heat to it. It doesn't do anything to it at all. It's not a benefit to it, etc. So it's not considered bishul. Also, Behuda the Mamers comes to Behuda and says, "No, shemen yesh b'mishum bishul. There is a problem with bishul by shemen, but Rav Shera lo zel bishuloi. But just warming it up, less than yatzalatus, but it's not called bishul." Also, shemen gamil the Mamers, shemen yesh b'mishum bishul. They have Shera zel bishuloi, and heating it up even to a level which is warm is considered bishul, and therefore the only way you're allowed to do it is by doing this in this. They were moderate to do it in a way which is like a kilachaya type of way of doing it with a shinoi, putting the oil on your body first, and then standing next to the thing, and then taking the oil off and putting it on the child is mutter, but to heat the oil straight is osur, even though you're only getting it to yes and less than yatsa lettuce point. By Shemin, even that is also according to Shimon. So those are the three, that's the price according to Rab and Rabbi Yosef. Renachem Yitzhak Amar Lisura. Shemen alf bisha ena yatsa lettuce boy is aser. Tanakama hold even without yatsa lettuce boy is aser. Because sorry, shemen yesh b'mishul bishuloi. Tanakama holds that there is a problem of bishul by shemen. And if sheru is el bishul, even just heating it less than yatsa lettuce boy is also called bishul. V'aser b'hur l'meimer. If sheru loy zel bishuloi. No, heating, warming it up is not considered bishul. It's only if you heat it up to the point of yatsa lettuce boy. V'aser b'shur gamlil l'meimer. Shemen yesh b'mishul bishul. If sheru zel bishuloi. No, Rav Shimon says, you're wrong. There is a din bishul, and heating it to be mufshir, so at room temperature, oil is a liquid, and if it's less than room temperature, so it's a semi-solid. So that act of warming it up, and etc., so it means you can do something to shemen. Shemen is impacted and affected by temperatures less than yatsa lettuce boy. That's a form of bishul. You're doing using heat to affect the shemen. So they hold that's a problem. And worse is according to Nachum Yitzchok, Rishim Gamliel handles Tanakama. Rishim Gamliel is saying the same thing as Tanakama. Marzikim and now Kalach Yad. They're arguing whether Kalach Yad is mutter. So Tanakama says Kalach Yad is osur. He's doing it in an abnormal fashion. And Rishim Gamliel says no Kalach Yad. If you do it in an abnormal fashion, it's mutter. Kitzatz mechloikis in the brayso. Chal amar v'udam reshmol echad shemen v'echad mayim yatsa lettuce boy osur en yatsa lettuce boy is mutter. So the halacha lemaisa, we don't say there's an isser of cooking. There is an isser of cooking by oil, like by water, but it's not that you say, well, even temperature is less than yatsa lettuce boy will impact the oil, and that might be true, but it's not called bishul. Bishul is only yatsa lettuce boy. Yatsa lettuce boy means the hand jumps back from the heat. And Moses says, hechadam yatsa lettuce boy. What's the temperature which halacha looks at as yatsa lettuce boy? Summer rechava. Kol shekreso shaltinuk nichvis. Baruch Hashem, we don't deal with it too often, but every once in a while you have a situation, they used to use hot water, they didn't have all the systems of protection that we had. So the situation, sometimes the hot water would get onto a child, and it would burn the child. That's the temperature we're talking about, which is yatsa lettuce boy. So nichvis in general is considered to be a worse burn than just the lettuce. But a child's skin is more sensitive. So the kreisa, just in the stomach of the child, is a much more sensitive area. So, the temperature which we kreisa just in the nichves is what halacha looks at as yatsa lettuce boy. In halacha lemaisa, the range of temperatures which they talk about are tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, like we always make fun. My wife never uses hot water.
Not a weird thing, it's a woman. My wife's the same way. Her bestest hands.
Yeah,
I'm sure your wife is the same way.
No. Yeah. She burns her fingers.
My Schwieger when she makes the pletlik for the blintzes,
yeah,
she flips them with her fingers. She puts her fingers into the frying pan and flips it over. It's like, you know, like, it's just like, it's like weird, you know. You know, my wife's, you know, come out the same way, you know, like, my wife can't drink hot tea, you know, because it burns her, you know. So I go figure. So anyway,
all the sensitivity ended up in one place and not in the other place.
So Yatzeletz was a difficult, it's in halacha, the definition of Yatzeletz was a very difficult shear. What temperature, Ramosha says in one place in the Tshuva, he says above, I think, was he, 165, 170, is definitely not Yatzeletz, it's beyond Yatzeletz bow. And the starting number is like, you know, way down there, like 130. Ready, he says, is ready concern of Yatzeletz bow. There are other Tshuvas, 110, right? 110. You have to remember that, you know, we think of our body temperature is 98.6. The temperature on your skin is much less than that. Body temperature, I remember once I took, it means internal temperature. The temperature of the skin is can be 20 degrees below that. You know, the temperature of the skin can be 75 degrees. Because you take water and you measure it, and it's 85 degrees warm, and you put your hand in, it feels hot. So we hit, you know, you start hitting temperature which is 98.6, you go in there and it's really hot water, right? You know, so you hit 110 degree water, the body is going to, the skin's going to find it extremely hot. So our person, I saw one place with one, he says 103 is already have to be concerned. It's considered Yatzeletz. It's not a clear number exactly what Yatzeletz is. Halacha l'maaseh. For us,
you can get a little bit used to it.
Right, but that the question is, Yatzeletz means that my first reaction to this other subject will be, I'll pull back. Okay. Yeah, you know, let's see Rashi's. Lo shiyachemu, lo yishinichem sham ad shiyachemu. You can't leave it there. You can't let it stay there till it gets hot. Also, tovik tinosin. You let it. Tovik means to lessen the cold. The mixosin. A little takeoff. Shatovik is shetischale. It should change from being cold to being warm. Kamoi berechel and nomer. The smell did not change. It says it was loifog. It didn't. So the word fog means to weaken, to lessen. So so tovik tinosin will mean that the cold lessens. Lo b'shul sheyivashul. Shlo tenichenu sham kedei bishul shetei yatzeletz. But you can't leave the oil there till it gets yatzeletz boy. But you let it warm it up. Sacha yada. So Rav Shmuel says you can put oil on your hand. Avalav shiroi b'kpach to warm it up in the container. Kederach she'osu b'chol, like you do in the weekdays. Lo is asur. But Paul got Rabbi Yehuda, he argues on Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. Latera. So Rabbi and Rishon say that Tanakhama is being matur. My the asur of Yehuda b'shemen. Bishul, that was the comment that Yehuda says it, Bishul is also by oil. Shori Tanakama, Tanakama says it's mutter. Mayim Dafka Nokat. Now, it's a crash of this. Loshi Chamu, it doesn't mean that taking oil to the point that Yatzeletz boy, the Tanakama holds his mutter. The Eshbi and Bishul, there's a dinner Bishul by oil. It means, Avashem Avishay, Yatzeletz boy. The Hanu Bishul the Yehuda Shor the Tanakama. So there's Madrega of there's Madrega Rashi says of totally warm hot oil. Well, that's a problem. And there's Madrega of oil which is just Yatzeletz boy, which Yehuda says is Oser Tanakama hold that's Mutter. So Yatzeletz boy is a lesser Madrega than full cooking, according to the Tanakama. So according to Rabban of Yosef's version of the Tanakhama. So that is, the word tzeletz means nimshechas la'achureha, it pulls back, midoga from the concern, shalot tzichava, that it might shouldn't get burnt. Zeh loshen v'salda b'cheila, pasuk in the Iyov, which means, bedag b'ra'oda, I'm worried. A person has a dog, he's the aga, he has a worry. Virada with his trembling. But I'm going to stop complaining. Midagos Yamadin, because I'm worried about what's going to be on the Yamadin. I'm not worried, might be going to din soon, so I'm going to jump back from kvetching because I'm worried about what's going to be. So that's the word, you see, the word solda means to. Is this jumping back? Shemin yesh b'mishum bishul. Hevel loy kadeshi yavashul or kadeshi yavshur shori. The shero ends at bishul. Just warming it up is not considered bishul, but heating it is a problem. Asher shemin lemeimer that have sheres at bishul and even just warming it up is asher. Helkach. But you can't do it in a normal weekday fashion. You'll do it in an irregular way. Lisura, according to Menachem Yitzchak, holds also Omer Tanakam Lashemin, that even shemen is a problem. The mayahu, the shari, water is mutter, the hafsha to warm up. But by shemen, even just warming it up, is considered a form of bishul. So the Morse says it's the same thing as Bishul Neil saying the same thing. The Morse says, the Tanakama feel like it is shinning as usher. Tanakama holds even doing it in an abnormal fashion is usher. And Bishul Neil holds doing it in an abnormal fashion is mutter. But they both agree that just warming it up is a problem. What is the level of sila which we're worried about? Yesh shesalim resicha muetis. Yesh and resalim. Some people find a little bit of heat intolerable, and some people doesn't bother them. So the answer is, but the average tinnik, kreshishal tinnik, that's a pretty standard thing. You know, before they become desensitized, everybody starts the same. Okay. Amar Yitzhar Avdimi. Yitzhar Avdimi says, back in the Gemara, Pamachas Nachnasti Acher Rebbe Lebeis Americans. One time I was basically helping Rebbeinu Kaddish, Rebbe, Lebeis Americans. Bikashi Lonich Loi Pach Shal Shemen Bambati. I wanted to take a container of oil, put it into the Bambati, into the actual container where the hot water was to warm up the oil for him to use afterwards to put oil on. Varma Lisa, the Rebbe said to me, Tolba Klisheni, take it into a second container, take it out of the place where it's heated, the Mbati, where it was heated in the Mbati, take it out into a second container. Retain that you're allowed to put the oil in, and then put your container of oil inside this, the Klisheni, in the second vessel. So this story we can derive three things. That by oil there is a problem with bishul, not like the Tanakhama, like Rabbi and Rabbi's version, that there's no bishul on oil, there is a bishul on oil. The second vessel does not cook. That maybe it was, that even though the goal wasn't to make the oil Yatzeletis boy, because he wants to use the oil afterwards to smear himself. But just warming it up, Rebbe held was a problem. Where's one second? How could Rebbe do this? Tell him a halacha in the base of America. So Omer Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Omer Yechon, Mekomach, Mutzal Lahara, Chutz Mi Base America, to Base Akise. You know, they think of learning in the base of America. Mekhtema Baloshan Chol Omer Lei. He didn't say it Lashon HaKadosh, he said it in a different type of language. Morris says, no. V'omer Abaya. Abaya says, the Vorm Shalchol Mutzal Lomer B'Lashon HaKadosh. Shalchadosh also Lomer B'Lashon HaKadosh. Something which is not learning, it's secular, you're allowed to say it even though you're using Hebrew. I always wonder, like, how in the world, you know, because the mother talked to her child in Eretz Yisrael in the bathroom. You're like, how do you, because you're not saying it's Lomer Shalchol. Take out, you know. However, something which is Kaddish, something which is learning Torah, is also, even you said it in a different language. So how could Rebbe tell Rav Avdimi what to do? Some more answers. If Rishim Yisur is shining. However, to prevent, to, to, to stop a person from doing an Aveira is permitted. Teda, the Amr Bihuna, Amr Shmuel, Maisa, but Tamir Shah Rameir, the same type of story. That Rameir was talking with Rameir's Talmud, Shinich was Akhra Bes America, Zabichish Ladiach Karka. He wanted to smooth out the ground over there. Put some water on the ground to smooth it out. Amaloy Emedichin. You can't do that on Shabbos. You can't put down water because you might come to make flatten out the ground, and that's considered a form of bona. You're making the ground more smooth. Loss of Lakarka. You wanted to put a little bit of something to keep Pasha. I imagine the goal is to also smooth to keep the dirt down. I should say, as opposed to the dust being flying around. Amalei ein sochin. You can't even do that. Alma l'freshim isura shani. How can I l'freshim isura shani? So to prevent the person from doing an aveira, that's mutter in the base of Merchatz or the base of Kiseh. Interesting halacha. There's a marshal. Marshal says a person gets hihuri aveira. He starts thinking about something. Another thing about women in his mind. In the base of Kiseh, you're allowed to think and learning to stop because that's the freshim isura. You're stopping from yourself from doing an aveira. So it's mutter in the base of Kiseh to do that. Okay, we'll stop here.